She came to him in darkness, as his tormentors always did, a cold malevolence waiting at the foot of his cot. Wynn Dorvin did not move, did not change his breathing, did not even test the restraints holding his limbs splayed and immobile. He merely closed his eyes and willed himself to escape into sleep.
"Come now, Wynn."
The voice was female and familiar, a voice he had heard before.
"You know you won't be rid of me that easily."
The cell grew bright as the illumination panels activated overhead, and Wynn squeezed his eyes shut against the brilliance. It was impossible to mark the passing of time in the ceaseless darkness between torture sessions, but the pain stabbing through his head suggested it had been many days since his last interrogation.
"Wynn, you mustn't keep me waiting,"
the voice said. Something cold and slimy slithered around his bare ankle.
"Not your beloved Queen of the Stars."
Wynn's eyes popped open, filling his head with an explosion of pain and light, and he raised his head. Standing at the foot of his cot, he saw two silhouettes. One a female human, and one something else.
"That's better."
The voice seemed to be coming from the silhouette on the left, a hideous, sinuate thing, with tentacles instead of arms, with blazing white stars where there should have been eyes. Abeloth.
"I was afraid you were going to make me summon Lady Coralie."
The memories of his recent force torture only grew stronger as time passed, and the mere mention of Coralie's name sent an electric bolt of fear shooting through his body. He ignored it, just as he ignored the inner voice telling him to scream and beg for mercy. The slightest hint of weakness would only bring Coralie back all the sooner, to pry from him the few secrets he had not yet surrendered, his most important secrets, the ones he was determined to carry into oblivion with him. And so Wynn said the only thing he could say, the one thing that just might get him killed before Coralie returned.
"Are you real?"
He let his head drop back to the cot.
"You can't be real. You're too blasted ugly."
The silhouette remained silent for a moment, and had Wynn been a Jedi, he was fairly certain he would have felt her anger building in the Force. But when Abeloth spoke, her voice remained cool and in control, and Wynn knew he would not escape his torment so easily.
"I am very real, Wynn. More real than you can know," she said. "And I grow weary of your tricks, as do the Sith. Lady Coralie is ready to employ the necromantic option."
Wynn managed a sort of nod.
"Let her."
As he spoke, the light started to grow less painful, and when he glanced toward the silhouette, it began to seem less hideous and sinuate, more substantial and vaguely human.
"If Lady Coralie could get truth from a dead man, she wouldn't be wasting time trying to extract it from a living one."
"So, you have been lying to her?"
"No one can lie to a Sith Lord," he said. "That's what she keeps telling me."
"You might be an exception,"
the woman said.
"You are certainly not telling her what the Sith wish to know."
Now that Wynn's vision was clearing, he could see that his visitor had changed from the hideous tentacle-armed Abeloth into an elegant blue-skinned Jassar female. There was a slight bulge to her eyes, and her face looked as though it were starting to peel from a bad sunburn. But anyone with access to the Holonet would have no trouble recognizing her as Rokkari Khem, Chief of State of the Galactic Alliance.